Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Right now, I just want to welcome in, one, as I told you, smaller programs in South Florida. Always, you know, they never get the publicity. They never get the respect that they deserve. And one of the guys who has worked extremely hard and trying to set a pretty good deal down at Everglades Prep is Coach Donald Jackson Jr. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and thanks for all the hard work that you put in. I know that the spotlight doesn't shine on a lot of these teams, but you guys are working just as hard.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Blue. But yeah, it's kind of difficult for us at a smaller program to try to highlight these guys that we have on at our program. But we do the best that we can to get these guys whatever time that we can possibly get them at times.
You take a look at some of those, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had Coach Andre Daniels on from Somerset South. Now it seems like these programs are popping up almost every year. And not taking shots, it gives the kids an opportunity, gives them another avenue to another path to go down. A lot of them are educationally based, geared to getting the kids, you know, a prep education to get ready for college. Talk about the kids that you get, because you can't get that average, that average guy. I mean, you have to get somebody who's going to get it done in the classroom and, yeah, as well as on the football field.
Yeah, with the addition of more charter schools being added to the playing field, it creates a crowded environment. But for the most part, the guys that we get, we pretty much take them through the sixth grade ranks and try to farm them up that way, so that way we can have a stable that we can have our pickings through. Right now, my thing is, being that this is going to be my first official spring, is to do exactly what I just said, go through our entire school body, which is to pull kids that are currently seventh graders that are going to be eighth graders, and to teach them our system that we're running, so that way we can already have them established by the time the season hits and they're ready to run with the system that we're going to put in place.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Donald Jackson joining us, Everglades Prep. You know, one of the things that I know you talked about it before getting the position was, you know, the discipline. And obviously you got to put your fingerprint in the program. Talk about that, because that's very important.
Okay, for me, discipline is a major thing. Right now, what I put in place is a academic and performance-based contract agreement with the players. They have to sign that before they can even touch the field with me. So what that means is they have to have academic first, and the academic will then spill over to the performance on the field. So if they don't have the academics, they can't play. And if they violate any one of the points on the contract that is agreed upon, it goes by a point system, and that will ultimately determine the fate of the discipline, which could be from anywhere from one game up to complete removal from the program.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's discipline. And you know, Coach, too, you know, when people think, you look at all the programs in South Florida now, in every one of them, you know, will tell you this about their program or that, and a lot of them live up to it, obviously, because talk about the process that these kids should go through. You know, when you take a look at a lot of these parents, if you had an education class for parents, what would be the things that you would tell them first? What would be the priority that you want to just, because a lot of parents don't, you know as well as I do youth football, is a lot of parents just drop their kids off. But there are some parents that really, really care. If you were addressing, you know, the parents now, what would be the most important thing you want them to know?
Okay, the most important thing that I would want the parents to know is that, first, their kids are going to get a quality education at the school where they're going to play, which is, if it's with me, they're going to get a quality education because I myself and my staff will be on top of their academics, because, like I said, academics is a huge proponent of our program, and also that the kids will receive some of the best training and tutelage towards the sport. And it's not just because we want them to help our program. No, we want to help them become better young men in society.
I mean, that's ultimately the most important thing. And you know, we usually have, when we have, you know, kids on the program, Coach, what they do is they'll, especially if they do well in the classroom, or, you know, they understand what the process is all about to get them in, you know, to college, we let them, you know, tell the kids, because we have a lot of youngsters and their parents that listen to the show every week, and, you know, they have so many questions, and one of the questions usually, you know, is obviously, you know, if I do what I have to do, grade-wise, work my butt off in the weight room, have a, you know, productive season, will I be able to get a college scholarship? And while it would all equal out to that, but it doesn't. Talk about that. And you've seen guys that work their tail off and at the end, like now in the 21 class, there's still a lot of kids out there, and I know that you have some, that still need a place to go. Talk about that process.
Okay, with that process, sometimes I have to explain to the kids that the hard part of being a student athlete, which is sometimes you may not be what people are looking for right then and there at that moment. So you may have to take an alternative route, which may be either Division III, II, or NAIA, or even the prep route, which I encourage a couple of my guys to do, but they decided they wanted to do the JUCO route, which is perfectly fine with me as well. But for this particular season, I would prefer kids to take the prep route if it's available.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Coach, whatever you're doing is awesome. I know that you guys are going to be you're working hard. You did last year. You know, it's awfully tough. You were one of the, I think, 20 coaches that took over last year, new programs for the first time during a pandemic year. So it that's another facet a lot of people didn't look at, all the first year coaches that were in place, and you were one of them, and you did awesome. And again, thanks so much for taking the time. We hope to have you back during, you know, maybe during the spring or during summer, and check in and see how things are going.
No problem. I'll be delighted to come back again and speak with you guys on more topics, if anything.
Yes, good stuff, man. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.